Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is July 18th, 2021, and this is episode 27, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The Magic of Believing by Claude M. Bristol. This audible book will teach you how to embrace the power of belief. Science of thought is as old as man himself. The wise men of all ages have known it and used it. In the end, many people believe what they want to believe. Chapter 1, How I Came to Tap the Power of Belief. I discovered that a golden thread runs through all the teachings and makes them work for those who sincerely accept and apply them. And that thread can be named in the single word, belief. Why belief works miracles is something that cannot be satisfactorily explained. But no doubt there is genuine magic in believing. The so-called secret fraternal organizations guard a royal secret which very few members ever grasp. The conclusion must be that no mind ever receives the truth until it is prepared to receive it. You can if you believe you can. An old Latin proverb states, believe that you have it and you have it. Belief is the motivating force that enables you to achieve your goal. Chapter 2, Mind Stuff Experiments. We must give some thought itself and its phenomenon. Nobody knows what it really is, other than some thought of mental action. But just like electricity, we see the manifestations of it everywhere. The more we contemplate and study thought, the more we realize what a powerful force it is and how unlimited its powers are. Every product that exists comes as a result of creative thinking. The ancestor of every action is thought. When you understand that, you begin to comprehend that our world is governed by thought and that everything external has its counterpart originally within the mind. Buddha said, many centuries ago, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. It is your mind and what you think that makes you what you are. The secret of success lies not outside, but within the thoughts of man. What you exhibit outwardly, you are inwardly. You are the product of your own thoughts. What you believe yourself to be, you are. Chapter 3, What the Subconscious Really Is. The subconscious mind plays a very important part in the magic of believing. There is dormant in each human being a faculty, whether developed or not, which will enable that particular individual to succeed if the desire for success is present in his conscious mind. Just as the conscious mind is the source of thought, so the subconscious is the source of power. The subconscious mind is beyond space and time and is fundamentally a powerful sending and receiving station within a universal hookup. It can communicate with the physical, mental, psychic, and according to many investigators, spiritual worlds. To draw upon the resources and powers of the subconscious and awaken it into action, you must first be sure you are asking for something that is rightfully yours to have and within your ability to handle, for the subconscious manifests itself only according to a person's ability. Chapter 4, Suggestion is Power. Whatever the task, if begun with the belief that you can do it, it will be done perfectly. Often belief empowers a person to do what others consider impossible. The act of believing is the starting force and the generating power that leads to accomplishment. People can achieve success through repetition, the repetition of repeating certain mantras, words, or formulas. The subtle force of the repeated suggestion overcomes our reason, acting directly on our emotions and our feelings, finally penetrating to the very depths of our subconscious minds. As individuals think and believe, so they are. Every person is the creation of themselves, the image of their own thinking and believing. The biblical warning, where there is no vision, the people perish, is a fundamental truth, whether considered individually or collectively. For without the mental picture of accomplishment, little is done. Chapter 5, The Art of Mental Pictures. In countless ways, science has proved the effect of the workings of the imagination. When you realize that inventors, artists, scientists, architects, and builders of great companies almost employ their imagination, you get some idea of its magnitude. Shakespeare said, "Assume a virtue if you have it not." In assuming a virtue, you are assuming it via your imagination. Imagination is a much stronger force than willpower. When the two are in conflict, imagination always wins. To become the person you like to be, you must create a mental picture of your newly conceived self, and if you continue to hold it, the day will come when you are that person in reality. Whatever you fix your thoughts upon or solely focus your imagination upon, that is what you attract. The subconscious mind will accept and carry out whatever it is powerfully instructed to do. By the magic of believing, you can obtain what you picture in your mind's eye. Chapter 6, The Mirror Technique for Releasing the Subconscious. It is always the same technique no matter what your desires. Get the picture of what you want and keep telling yourself that you're going to get it. By looking into a mirror, you increase the mental vibrations by which the force and the meaning of your words and affirmations will quickly penetrate to your subconscious mind. The mirror technique is a simple and effective method by which you strengthen your belief in your own abilities and thus intensify the power of your enthusiasm. Step 1. Stand at attention in front of a mirror that allows you to see your body from the waist up. Step 2. Breathe deeply 3 or 4 times until you feel a sense of power, strength, and determination. Step 3. Look into the very depths of your eyes and tell yourself loudly that you are going to get what you want. Make a ritual of this 3-step practice, doing this twice per day, mornings and evenings, and you will be surprised at the results. It is said that if you act the part, you will become the part, and there is no better way than rehearsing your act before a mirror. Chapter 7, How to Protect Your Thoughts. Success is a matter of never ceasing application. You must work at it diligently, or it takes wings and flies away. At no time can you afford to rest on your laurels or pause for self-admiration, because others may be coveting your place and would love to push you out of it, especially if they observe that you have a weak hold or are doing anything to strengthen your position. Your very life is your thinking and the result of your thinking processes. Thought is the original source of all wealth, all success, all material gain, all great discoveries and inventions, and all great achievements. It is said that man can materialize anything that he can conceive of mentally, and the millions of devices we use and enjoy today prove it. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a solid 5 for step-by-step instructions on how to harness the power of belief. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.claudebristol.wwhubs.com for more information. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. Shout out to John P. and Susan L. for donating to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. Thank you very much. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.